the Cairns Entertainment Centre and the proposal the Mayor up there has at the moment is very much on hold, and we will not put $57 million into that facility up there. What we are prepared to do is work with the council there to actually come up with a better proposal, one that doesn't put the ratepayers under financial stress. Look, frankly, Paul, right now, families are hurting, and government has to take a real long, deep breath and say, we're only going to do what we can afford to do at the moment. This is a tough period. People have seen rates increases. They've seen increases in taxes and charges from the state government as well. So local government and the state need to actually focus on the basics. They need to focus on how they're running their operations and the costs involved. And really, right now, we'll be focusing on the things that we promised that we would deliver.
So have you then put David Crisafulli in an uncomfortable position where he is saying, yes, we're going ahead with this $57 million entertainment centre for Cairns, and now he's discovering that that won't be the case?
Well, look, I don't know what went on in the meeting yesterday because I wasn't there, but I'll just say this, that prior to the election, I was asked by John McKenzie, for example, on 4CA in Cairns, would we be funding the entertainment centre project up there? And I said, not the current proposal. There is no $57 million commitment from us. What was our commitment to Cairns? It was $40 million towards the dredging of Trinity Inlet. Now, look, this might surprise listeners. You're dealing with a government now that is absolutely determined to close the budget deficit, to reduce the debt of the state, but most importantly, spend people's money wisely. We have been spending beyond our means. We're going to focus on the projects that we committed to in the election, but importantly, if there's additional projects or new things that come up, they have to have a business case, they have to work, and they can't impose financial stress on families and private individuals and businesses through, obviously, the tax take that has to come out of local government and the state. And that's the problem right now. You know, when the economy improves, and we've got a plan to do that, then these things will all start to become possible again. And you know what? We'll get on and make them happen. I promise people that. But right now, we can't afford to do it.